They had been walking along a narrow lane, bounded by stone walls. Now he lifted Trish onto the top of one of the walls so that she could get a better view, because the house was still a considerable distance away, almost at the top of a hill. "What do you think of it?" He waited patiently while she stared at the mansion and considered what to say. Ellis was not too bothered about his daughter's slowness in coming to terms with figures, because he was not a great one for making calculations himself, but he had been patient in teaching her that it was never good enough to announce simply that she liked or didn't like something. She was expected to give reasons for her opinions, and she did so now.
"I think it's lovely," she said when she had thought about it, "because of the tower."
The front of Greystone's was wide and comparatively low, its third tier of windows, for the servants' bedrooms, being concealed behind the parapet. But in one corner, a round tower rose 2 stories higher than the rest of the house. The lack of symmetry and the contrast between the curve of the tower and the angles of the main building might have created an odd impression, but in fact gave the house its individual character. Ellis approved of it himself, and was interested that his daughter should react in the same way, although for different reasons.
"It's a fairy tale palace for a princess," she announced. "Like in the story where the princess has to let down her long golden hair to make a ladder, I should think everyone in that family wants to live in the tower."
"Let's go and ask them, shall we?"
He lifted her down, and together they walked along the lane before turning into the drive which led up to the house. In order to make the ascent of the hill less steep for the horses which would have carried guests to the house when it was first built, the drive zigzagged in wide curves through grassland on which a flock of sheep were grazing, but a straighter track had been worn down by the feet of walkers, cutting off all the corners.
"Do the people at Greystone's know we're coming?" she asked.
Ellis recognized a note of anxiety in her voice. When they arrived at a mansion by invitation, they drove right up to the front door in the van, which was necessary to carry all his equipment. It had not taken her long to learn that whenever they left the vehicle before they even reached the gates, as had happened today, it was because they weren't expected.
"No, they don't," he admitted. "I thought we'd give them a surprise."
"Why?"
"This house may be in a rather different state from some of the others we've seen, the grand ones," he told her. "The family must have been well off at the time when it was built, but from what I've heard, it sounds as though they've come down in the world since then.